Houston, let's get in the loop.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
Fred Davis, Landry Locker, and Sean Lopez.
I'm just playing. This ain't Sean R.C. I'm not going to waste card.
That was great. That was fantastic.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader.
Forget drinking the Kool-Aid. I lined up the powder and I snorted it. We're going all the way to the Super Bowl, baby.
Sports Radio 610.
Oh, welcome in H-Town. Happy Wednesday, November 14th, 2018, in the year of our Lord. How is everybody doing today? It's hump day. I tell you what, it's not near as frigid as it has been these last few days. Maybe you need a jacket for all you northern transplants here. You're feeling pretty good about things, and all you southerners, well, you guys don't know what to do with yourselves because it's actually kind of wintry outside. Welcome to the program. We are out here live on location. We don't get to do that very often, gentlemen, that the they send the midday show out for a little midday location love. But we are out here on the Nauf, on the Nauf side. 1960, you know what time it is, my man over here. He represents that Nauf side. We're over here off 1960 and Cutton, 1 mile, what, east of 249. Cardinal directions really were never my strong point, Cindy. That's Cindy with a Y. You guys know how I feel about.
First thing I hear when I walk through the door is that Cindy with an I or Cindy with a Y?
That's right.
That's your go-to move.
Well, listen, you know from your years as a journalist, John, that you ask people spelling of their names.
You got to spell the name right.
Got to spell the name right, okay? Mm-hmm. And Cindy, I don't know if you've heard this before, but ladies in their name with an I, watch out.
Watch out.
So you had that glimmer in your eye. I wasn't sure. But either way, you just never know. So we're out here at Billiard Factory. You guys should come on out. Have yourselves a fantastic time out here. This place, listen, I've never been big on billiards, but I'll tell you what, I may get big on billiards after being out here. This place is fan-freaking-tastic. But before we do that, without further ado, it's hump day. We've got haikus today, but more importantly, the man, the myth, the legend, everybody's favorite 6'5" producer back in the saddle again. Well, I mean, technically he's here, but he's not in the saddle because he's out here with us. The one, the only, Land Locke.
Yeah, and let me give a shout out to Vernon Maxwell and Marcus Mariota since it is episode 118. It's good to be back with you guys. Relaxed, took care of some business. But it's good to be back. It's good for the Texans to be back
it
as
is.
Well. And I was very
really
intrigued
is.
By talking to Fred today that Freddie D, this is always dangerous, but Freddie D had a, Lopez, this is dangerous. He had a vision. He had a vision of what's going to happen Sunday in our nation's capital involving your Houston Texans.
That's what peyote will do, man.
Listen, Mariah Carey had a vision of love, and we saw how that turned out for her. So I had a vision of grandeur for this weekend.
Crazy.
Hey, listen, man. You know what they say about the crazy ones, though. You know what they say about the crazy ones. They're crazy for a reason. No. Listen, we've got a lot to get to today. We'll get to the vision here in just a second. We've got a fantastic show planned for you guys today. It's Haiku Hump Day, so you know what that means. We got haikus for days. Topics are as follows. Mello, the player that will not, is he ever going to leave?
Basketball anthrax.
This guy will not go.
He's just hanging around. He's kind of like the guy at the party that everybody wants to leave.
He's just meandering around.
He's just still bothering all the girls.
Yeah,
you know,
he's asking to clean up, and it's right. Like, dude, it's time to go.
He's Karen.
He's Karen. Somebody call him an Uber and get him the hell out of town, okay? God bless. It's been real mellow. So we got mellow's one of the topics. Tom Herman, man,
tell you what. We didn't even talk about that yesterday.
We did. Well, I figured we'd save it for Landry.
A lot of other people did.
I figured we'd save it for Landry.
Except for the media in Austin.
Everybody but them talked about it yesterday.
Yeah.
Who needs friends? Who needs enemies when you got Zach Smith?
Mm-hmm.
Drinking and tweeting, folks, it can be detrimental to your health. Figgy and his wife never agreeing on anything, but yet they're still happily married. That's one of our topics as well.
If you weren't listening yesterday, and I meant to explain this to Landry, but I'm sure he's gotten the lowdown already. We were talking to Figgy yesterday, and we come to find out they don't like any of the same things.
Very little.
And they agree.
Except for each other.
On very little things.
That's it. Other than each other, I don't think they like anything else or have anything else in common as part of it. But they've been together for what? Correct me if I'm wrong, Figgy. Y'all been together, what, 10 years, give or take?
9 years.
9 years, nine, ten, who's counting? I mean, as long when you're together that long, doesn't really matter at that point. But so, because, you know, I mean, just you know, I've gotten to know Figgy a little bit, and so it seems like every time he mentions something, he talks about how his wife doesn't like it, and not in a bad way, not in a bad way, but just. You know, TV shows, music. Well,
yesterday he said he doesn't like the Big Bang Theory, and his wife loves it.
Loves it, loves it. Mm-hmm. And then he likes. I think. What would you say, Figgy? You don't like seafood, but she does.
No, I like seafood.
You
she
like
doesn't.
Seafood, and she doesn't. Okay, so there you go. So yeah, I mean, it's one thing after another with those two. So that's going to be one of the topics. And so I just posed the question. I said, "What do you guys agree on?" And then he kind of pondered it for a second.
And hawed and said, "Not much."
Yeah, and then maybe kind of reconsidered things. But anyway, I'm kidding. I'm kidding, Figgy. You know I love you. DJ Swag, B.O.B., apparently he motivates. I mean, not only does he motivate his own players, but he motivates people to better their careers, as we've heard now, but with both him and Case Keenum. Apparently he's got something with the number three as well. And then a freestyle. So that's whatever you guys want. So apparently you're on this intermediate diet.
Whatever it's called.
Intermittent. You and Terry Crews.
No. You know the most amazing thing about that toss with the morning show with Mad Radio? I can't believe you'd never heard of throwing out the baby.
That took me more by surprise than you calling it an intermediate diet.
I thought you were kidding at first.
Yeah.
Never heard of it.
Really?
Never heard
That's
of it.
That's crazy.
Really? Never. Nope.
Okay. All right. Throw the baby out with the bathwater. All right. Well, we'll try not to do that in this program.
Yeah.
So that's what's going on with the haikus. And I'll tell you what, I'm sure you've got the text machine up. So maybe for those of you out there texting into the program, 713-572-4610, maybe you can throw out little colloquialisms and other sayings that maybe Landry's never heard before. And we'll drop those throughout the course of the program today. Stanford Route, everybody's favorite UH Cougar, not named Case Keesum. He'll be joining us today live on location as well. So we're excited to have our boy Stanford out here doing his thing. Stanford Travels, that's what we're finding out today as well. So we're excited to have him on the show as we do each and every Wednesday. So a big show today. You guys should be ready for it. I know we certainly are. So let's get right down to it. And of course, we're just a few days away. Landlock and John Lopez. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention the team, the street team that's here today.
Yeah, man.
Georgie Porgy doing his thing. George, who, you know, looks like he's 30, but is actually 75 years old. Did you know that? George is 75. This gentleman right here is 75 years old. He's the Benjamin Button of Cayman Cargo, of Sports Radio 610. Did you know that you had Benjamin Button here? And then shout out to our boys, Steven and Kevin, doing their thing as well. So just hold it down, man. We got the whole team here today. And like I said, it's going to be a lot of fun.
And you can
come
out here. This isn't guy heaven, but you can see it from here. This is pretty cool, this place.
Man.
Yeah.
Like I said, if I had my druthers, there's a air hockey table in the back that apparently can be plugged in, so I may have to school one of you yahoos at some point during the course of the day. I won't do it to George because he's 75 years old and I don't want to hurt my elders, but don't let again, best calves in the business. I'm telling you that, and I don't mean that in like a weird homo way. All right, so let's get right down to it. A lot of show to get to today. Here's the deal, right? And so we talked to our boy Craig Hoffman yesterday from 106.7 over there in D.C., and it was I had to really bite my tongue when he was talking about the Chiefs. There's my Freudian slip for the day. When he was talking about the Alex Smith and the Redskins, because he essentially said what the Redskins are what the Chiefs have been for the last 5 or 6 years. Okay? I mean, that's literally what they are right now. Because when he said, well, as a fan, you know, after every game, you sit there and pretty much wonder, there's one or two throws that he didn't make, and you're just wondering why he didn't. And there was a guy that was, you know, wide open with nobody around him for 20 yards, and you're saying, and I'm sitting there, like, biting my tongue, saying to myself, okay, now the rest of the NFL knows what I've been trying to tell everybody forever, or what Chiefs fans have been trying to say. The Redskins are the Kansas City Chiefs, okay? And so one of the things, and we'll get to this in the next segment, because DJ Swearinger had some, not quite Case Keesum type things to say about Bill O'Brien, but nonetheless,
Case
Keesum. Please,
Keenum. Yeah, I'm sorry.
See, you know what time it is. Had some not very some unflattering things to say about Bill O'Brien, and of course, in typical Bill O'Brien fashion, I don't know what was better, his Swearinger's accusations or Bill O'Brien's rebuttal. So we'll get to that in the next segment as well. But when we come back, I'm going to tell you what the Texans can do on Sunday to make this game over at halftime. And I'm telling you right now, and again, this is not me trying to blow smoke up anybody's rear end, but if you listen to what I'm saying, I promise you it's going to make all the sense in the world, and it comes from an honest place. So that's all coming down in the next segment.